Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And folks, Joe Bob Biden is saying get ready because he's going to make all you dumb heads get shots and wear masks again, those face diapers. Now let me ask you dumb heads out there. Are you going to wear those face diapers again? Then everybody will know once they see you with a face diaper that you indeed are a dumbhead. And then they'll know that you're the ones that got the shots too. But anyhow, we got a clip to play. You really should listen to this clip out here tonight. So with that, let's go ahead and just take it away, Kyle.
Have you ever wondered why some people seem perfectly fine after the COVID shot, whereas others are dropping dead or suffering debilitating injuries? Well, evidence has emerged that not everybody who rolled up their sleeve for a COVID jab had the same thing pumped into their arm. Young and healthy athletes in their prime of their careers are still dropping like flies, with LeBron James's fully vaccinated son Bronny suffering a heart attack at the ripe old age of 18. Teenage World Cup soccer star Linda Caicedo collapsing in training, clutching her heart. And pro-vax Premier League legend Shaka Hislop suddenly collapsing live on air. Every day the list of young and healthy athletes having heart attacks and strokes continues to grow. Despite what the mainstream media is determined to convince you, this is not normal. So what's going on? The globalist elite are no longer hiding their plans to depopulate the world. This is a multi-pronged attack, and we are now seeing what it looks like in real time. Before we dive in, make sure you subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice Locals community to stay up to date with the community and receive exclusive and uncensored videos. A former Big Pharma research and development executive has come forward and admitted that her research revealed the industry intentionally turned some batches into rapid kill lots, designed to depopulate key demographics the globalist elite want to see gone. According to Sasha Latipova, a retired pharmaceutical R&D executive, COVID vaccines are having an enormously variable rate on adverse events because Big Pharma intentionally created bad batches, which were sent to certain parts of America and the world to poison certain types of people. If you thought the Great Replacement was nothing more than a conspiracy theory, you might want to think again.
I looked at the data, not just at the total number of adverse events and deaths, but also how the pattern of the data across manufacturing lots or batches. So all pharmaceutical products are manufactured in lots of batches. The lots are numbered. You can look at, if you go to the pharmacy and buy Advil, you can look on the box. It has a lot number. So those are the lot numbers that can be recorded into the inveyor's reports when people submit their reports. They're not always there because people who are submitting the reports, which is, either patients, their relatives, pharmacists or doctors, healthcare professionals or nurses, they don't always have that information. So you may not remember what was the batch number you were injected with. You don't have your card with you, or the physician doesn't know. So, but in about 50% of the reports, those numbers are there. And so I was able to match those lot numbers with CDC lot numbers. I have a list of them. And I was able to see that the not only the adverse events were high, but the variability of them by batch was extreme, absolutely extreme.
Explain that to me, the variability among them. Yeah.
So the variability meaning how many total reports are submitted for a particular batch number.
Mm.
So some batch numbers had two or three reports, and some had 5,000-6,000. That should never happen. You should never, if you think about it, if you're buying, Advil today, your experience, if you're buying it today and you're buying it a month from now, your experience a month from now shouldn't be 1,000% different, because that's really dangerous. Even, if you think Advil is safe medication or aspirin is safe medication, or even if you're buying orange juice and you experience today and a week from now 1,000 times or 1,000% different, that's going to be very dangerous. You know, one of those instances is very dangerous. So when you see a variability like this between batches of what is supposed to be consistently produced, good manufacturing practice compliant product, it means the product is not good manufacturing practice compliant. Mm. And I, as a comparator, because I didn't have a baseline for this and I didn't have information, for example, of the batch sizes at the time, I do now, and the story doesn't change. But at the time, I didn't, so I thought I should compare it to something known, and something known was flu vaccines. Mm. So I extracted all the data for flu vaccines from VAERS, and I looked how flu vaccine data looks batch to batch over a long period of time. And by the way, it's much more variety of producers making different size of batches. There are dozens of manufacturers of flu vaccines historically and different sizes of batches. And for flu vaccines, it looks as expected for good manufacturing practice compliant product, which is straight line, very close to zero. All the batches line up, and just very, very little variability, just a tiny bit. And then when you compare them to these COVID shots, that you can't even put them on the same graph. Flu vaccine data disappears because the COVID shots are variability is huge, absolutely huge, enormous. So I knew at that time, which was toward middle 2021, toward fall of 2021, I knew for sure they were not good manufacturing practice compliant. Hmm. So we have not good manufacturing practice compliant product being produced, shipped in millions of doses, injected in millions of people, including pregnant women and children. We have CDC and FDA lying and saying there is no signal at all. And this continues for a long time.
Sashi Latipova has done a yeoman's job in compiling deaths, injuries and illnesses and cross-checking them with their COVID-19 vaccine batch codes. And the data reveals some very disturbing truths about who the globalist elite were targeting with bad batches. Big Pharma and the CDC intentionally targeted people in conservative red states with fast-acting deadly batches of COVID-19 vaccines, according to CDC data, which confirms many people's worst suspicions about the depopulation agenda at the heart of US government. Private leaked documents from the CDC reveal a list of vaccine batch expiry codes, and only certain lots are included. Disturbingly, the CDC batch codes with expiry dates are the very same lots found to be highly toxic in Craig Pardicupi's How Bad Is My Batch database. This mode of deployment allows the government the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of Americans dying per 100,000 people vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths is happening in red states. The expose published a report of data found in the US government's VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which reveals that 100% of COVID-19 vaccine deaths were caused by just 5% of the batches. These batches can be identified. And these batches were not distributed evenly. The 8 US states with the highest vaccine death rates per vaccination, Kentucky, Arkansas, Wyoming, Tennessee, West Virginia, Montana, Alaska, and North Dakota, are all red states. 19 of the top 24 on the list are all red states. And the state that has the lowest vaccine death rate from the deadly batches of vaccine? You guessed it, California. The numbers show that Kentucky has a 1,900% worse vaccine death rate than California, suggesting that the red state received 20 times the amount of deadly batches of vaccine than California received. The author points out that these deadly batches of vaccine would be better described as rapid kill lots than slow kill lots, as we are seeing more evidence that they also kill over time, and red states were targeted with rapid kill lots. But the globalist conspiracy against humanity goes even deeper. After this quick break, we'll expose exactly how the globalist elite plan to depopulate the world of white, conservative Christians. But first, an important word from our sponsor. A shocking new study reveals that power grid loss and blackouts could send half of America to the emergency room this summer. The study states that over tens of thousands of deaths and millions of hospitalizations would occur in the event of an extended power failure. This is why I highly recommend ordering Dark Age Defense before these blackouts strike. Dark Age Defense is the only comprehensive step-by-step guide on how to survive and thrive in a nationwide, extended and life-threatening blackout. Click the link below this video today to receive free shipping, a 100% money-back guarantee, plus several additional free bonuses. Order now by clicking the link down below, and be sure to watch the free video. According to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., it wasn't just the mRNA jabs that were designed to target certain ethnic groups. Kennedy Jr. told an audience during a question and answer session in New York City that the COVID bug itself was a genetically engineered bioweapon that may have been ethnically targeted to spare Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people, while targeting black people and Caucasians, the largest ethnic groups in the United States.
And we need to talk about bioweapons. Well, I know a lot now about bioweapons because I've been doing a book on it for the past 2.5 years. And you know, the technology that we now have to develop these microbes, we've put hundreds of millions of dollars into ethnically targeted microbes. The Chinese have done the same thing. In fact, COVID-19, there's an argument that it is ethnically targeted. COVID-19 attacks certain races disproportionately. The races that are most immune to COVID-19 are because of the structure of the genetic structure of genetic differentials among different races of the receptors of the ACE2 receptor. COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people. The people who are most immune are Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese. But we don't know whether it was deliberately targeted that or not. But there are papers out there that show the racial and ethnic differential and of impact to that. We do know that the Chinese are spending hundreds of millions of dollars developing ethnic bioweapons, and we are developing ethnic bioweapons. That's what all those labs in the Ukraine are about. They're collecting Russian DNA. They're collecting Chinese DNA so that we can target people by race.
Anyone questioning whether the globalist elite and CDC would intentionally target people in red states with deadly vaccine batches should acquaint themselves with Dr. Carol Baker, a top CDC official. Footage has surfaced of Dr. Baker stating that the elite should get rid of all the whites in the United States and replace them with immigrants to reduce the number of people who refuse vaccines.
The solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States.
Notably, Baker was appointed chair of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization by Obama's Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, in 2009. The Houston doctor was also honored with the Sabin Vaccine Institute's 2019 Albert B. Sabin Gold Medal at a Washington, D.C. ceremony, sponsored in part by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Pfizer. Is anyone really surprised that a Bill Gates-connected CDC official is openly suggesting depopulating America of white people who don't cooperate with the elite's vaccine agenda? This is the same Bill Gates who's planning to pump mRNA vaccines into farm animals destined for dinner plates. According to Gates, this will force jab the unvaccinated and solve the issue of vaccine hesitancy. As the globalist elite continue finding it harder and harder to convince humanity to submit to COVID jabs and endless boosters, they are having to find cunning new ways to force their deadly jabs on us.
Alrighty, basically, so what Gates is actually saying, we want to kill you, but we don't want to use bullets. We specifically want to kill you with vaccines because you're much more likely to allow us to do that than, in other words, you'll agree to taking the deadly poke, but you won't agree to letting us shoot you with a gun, right? So unless you go to Chicago, Chicago, you can do that. You can pretty much open fire. In Chicago, you can pretty much go and shoot some people and get away with it because they got George Soros, district attorneys there. They've kind of
like in Nome, you've got a live fire zone.
Yeah.
Free fire zone.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it is. All right, hey, people.
Pastor?
Yeah.
Right at first, we got off to a weird start. I have a prayer request I didn't get in earlier. I want to make sure I get it in.
That's right.
One of my neighbors, member of the local fire department, had an accident and broke some bones, and they found cancer. And once he had these injuries, his cancer has just spread like wildfire. And I'd like to have the audience out there listen, pray for me, for Butch. And this cancer just kind of, what he just called, just spread like wildfire after his injuries. And he's quite ill, and prognosis is not good. So I would just hope that everybody would just pray for me, pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, it seems like it's one of those things that the accident stirred up a hornet's nest, and now Butch is suffering quite a bit. And Lord, you know everything that's going on in his body, everything that's happening. And we would just lift him up to you, Lord, for your mercy, for your blessing, that you would just bless him in every conceivable way, that guide and direct the medical people on the right treatments, the right way to handle things, that, Lord, that you would strengthen him, and if it be thy will, that you would just take away this cancer and remove it from his body, Lord, and return him back to the community and work and his farm. And we just, Lord, lift him up, that we see this kind of terrible thing happening, and sometimes it's so hard to understand, and we don't always know the whys, that you've told us to pray that if it be thy will, that, Lord, that you would heal him, that you would be with the family and friends and help comfort and just be with everyone involved, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks. Thanks, Joe. Joe, people immediately caught on. Developers ripped for sweeping in like vultures to buy Hawaii land. Remember, yeah. we warned about that ahead of time. Remember how we told people
this was what they were going to do. This was the plan. All these rich people wanted more and more of that land for themselves, and they didn't need these poor indigenous people that were messing up paradise, right?
Right. Hawaii State Representative slammed real estate developers Monday for moving in on Maui following devastating wildfire that left hundreds dead. The deadly wildfire that destroyed, actually left thousands dead, that destroyed.
You know, there's a lot, there's so many people missing. They still, and we told them, we kind of mentioned it here, you know, with all the bad stuff about FEMA. Well, FEMA's been real busy there. They've managed to put up what they call in the Biden curtain, and videos there from the island of Maui reveal miles of black curtains erected to prevent people from seeing what's happening at the origin site of the catastrophic wildfires there. And miles and miles of black fencing being put up. Ground Zero was behind this Biden curtain. And, you know, it's the idea of keeping the media and people from knowing what's going on, from seeing, being able to report on it. Remember, this was going to be the most transparent administration ever. And instead of spending their time and effort locating the bodies, trying to identify the children that are missing, hundreds of people are still missing there, a lot of them children. Families are just torn apart, you know, tormented with the loss of their children. Some of them lost all their children. And what's FEMA doing? Their first priority is to put up a big 12-foot canvas wall so nobody knows what's going on behind the wall.
Well, they're not opposed to the wall when it serves their purpose, are they, Joe?
No. Oh, they build a wall when they want to, yep.
Yeah, like Obama's got one around his headquarters there. Nancy Pelosi's got...
have a big wall around their place.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi's got a big wall around her place. And so Biden has one around his place there too. Dr. David Martin's got something to say on this. So can we Kyle play that clip of Dr.
You know that the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression happened together because industrial agriculture wanted to close down the family farm. Now, that's an objective fact. If you go back and look at it, you know, we didn't have climate change. We had a manufactured financial crisis that did not affect family farms, but was taken from the large corporate banks and infected the family farm banks, which gave rise to the incapacity for farmers to farm. The Dust Bowl was a banking crisis. It was not an environmental crisis. If you look at the bizarre nature right now of the people who are administering the campaign of terror on CO2 emissions, and you're watching them let forest fires be started and burned with impunity, you sit back and go, well, hold on a minute, I thought carbon dioxide was bad. So why are we increasing the carbon dioxide by taking trees out of circulation? Well, the answer is land reappropriation. That's what it's about. It's about reappropriating land. And the best way to reappropriate land is to have a fire. That has been the case since the Old Testament. So this is not a new thing. This has been around for thousands and thousands of years. When humans cannot win on a fair playing field, they use fire. And they use fire to destroy a old appropriation of land and reappropriate it to a new use. There's no question that what is going on in Canada right now is a massive, massive, massive land grab where the state will come in its largesse, and propose new development of what? Of things that will be pro-state. That's not a human recovery. And by the way, as much as Maui may or may not be the sum of a series of electrical failures, there is no question that the power systems in Maui were not managed to diminish the risk of fire. We will not say, and I will not say, they necessarily intentionally set them. I'm not going to get into that conversation. What I will say is that very simple safety protocols, like if lines are down, don't send energy back into a down line, those kinds of things were not done. So were some of those fires, without question, at least negligently set? The answer is, without question. The evidence is unambiguous. And by the way, even NPR talks about that evidence. So the fact is, we know that what we have is a situation where this ongoing campaign of terror is about reallocating, redistributing, and reappropriating resources into state control. And there's no question that that's what happened in Maui. There's no question that's what's happening in Canada. And there's no question that that's what's happening in fires that are going on all around the world, remarkably in places where climate change activists say they're the most concerned with climate change. They're pumping CO2 into the air. So this hypocrisy is necessary to create the cognitive dissonance.
Already, we are back. There you go, Joe. It's not that complicated, is it?
No, but let me, it's even more complicated. I'm going to throw this in. We know with Bidenomics, they keep touting the growth of things. Well, the government is growing, getting bigger and stronger, expanding. But the private sector is shrinking, getting smaller and weaker. And that's exactly what Biden's economic plan was designed to do. Remember, even the Fed came out and said, we've got to, you know, get rid of a lot of jobs and we've got to, you know, do this to get inflation under control. What's happening is the money being pumped in is enriching the, of course, liberals who back the Biden administration, the Democrats. But what they're doing is growing the government sector faster and larger and more powerful while they shrink the private sector, the middle class that was the backbone of America, and getting rid of the small businesses, which really gave jobs to the majority of Americans and was the basis of our economy. And they're shifting everything to the multinational corporations and government and getting rid of the middle class and the small business. Just like with the fires, it's a redistribution of who controls the land or the business or the money.
That's why we did the program we did yesterday. For that, we're starting to turn a lot of that around now. You're speaking about Biden. Joe Obama is in. He's actually in trouble, Joe. This tape is that incriminating. First of all, there's some things happening that in Romania. In fact, they got off of Hunter's laptop, but they were talking about how Hunter used the ambassador to the United States. There were some people in Romania that were going to prison. One of the very wealthy, one of Hunter's very wealthy friends was facing 7 years in prison for crime. And so he contacted Hunter, and I believe that the price was to get him out about $300,000. So Hunter used the U.S. ambassador to leverage and put political pressure on. And now there's a guy named Gal Luft. Gal Luft. Now, Gal Luft is a whistleblower, Joe, but he was involved in all kinds of deals with the Biden crime family. And he said he was involved with the sale of illegal arms to China and Iran through not only Hunter, but Jim Biden too. And so here what happened was there was an investigation. He was a whistleblower. He was supposed to come and speak before Congress, and the FBI decided that they were going to charge him with all kinds of things instead, because, you know, the deal was he was to go, you know, when you go and you're a whistleblower, usually for Congress you get immunity to do that. But the FBI wanted to make sure he wasn't able to speak, to go before Congress, because they were protecting, you know, the Biden crime cartel. And so Gal Luft is hiding. He's hiding out right now. But they still have him. And now a video has been posted online by the Citizens Free Press, which garners hundreds of millions of page views, with a commentator explaining that there will soon be released a video or multiple videos that will doom Joe Biden's political career. I think this is one of them, what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, that's one of the things that'll happen. And guess who will probably be the one that steps up and takes Joe's place?
You don't think it's going to be, oh, please, not Kamala Harris.
No, I think it's going to be Michelle Obama.
Well, we'll find out. Biden has
been in the background, and basically everybody else. Newsom's done such a poor job, they can't run her. Pelosi's too old. Schumer's too old. Kamala Harris, there's no chance of her. They don't have much to work with. The only one that's got the power, and remember, the Barack has been the puppet master controlling things for quite a while. In the deep state, he's the one that we talked about. See what he's doing now, how he's building it, arming it, strengthening it, putting in the political hacks and stuff.
Yeah, but Hillary says that position is rightly hers.
Yeah,
it belongs to her.
Say that, but they're not going to. She's a two-time loser, and my bet is going to be very heavy that it'll be Michelle Obama they try and bring in, because Obama's behind the scenes. He'll just be the first man, and he'll still run things.
I think what's going to have to happen, I think it's going to be the military that steps in. Okay, you know, they're going to do everything they can. I know that the Supreme Court says they can't, but they're going to keep trying to. Remember, they're lawless as to keep President Trump from being on ballots in many of the states, and Trump
sure,
still is.
They're breaking the Constitution right and left, and laws right and left. So yeah. What's one more set of laws to break?
All righty, we'll be back right after this. I'm satisfied with just a cottage below. Silver, a little gold, but in that city
shine. I want a gold one, that silver line.
We are back, and so, yeah, we're going to be seeing something here, I think, in the very near future. Now, you know, with that that investigation, too, Joe, there's the one of the fellows that's involved in that, the illegal arms sales, is called One Eye, and they believe that old One Eye is the former head of, before Comey took place, the former head of the FBI. Oh, and I'm having one of his, having one of my senior moments here. If you remember, he was he had a car accident and lost one eye.
Yeah.
They believe
I'm drawing like you a total blank.
Yeah, and so they believe that he's the one that he is the guy that the mole. That it was a mole from within the Justice Department, and they believe that he is the mole, and if they've caught him, they've got him, then they got all of this on. He's the one that's been warning warning Hunter Biden and the Biden crime cartel. If there's an investigation that starts, he warns them that it started and how to head it off, how to. So
we know that the Biden or Hunter's lawyers were warning the president and his staff that if they went after Hunter, they'd have to be forced to bring Joe in to testify. And so basically they said, you know, this is a no-win. You've got to shut this down on Hunter or it's going to open Pandora's box. But it brings up something I wonder. A lot of people have missed this. Remember the debates that the Republicans had? There was one thing that nobody touched, nobody mentioned. It was about pardon, pardon for the January 6th people.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That they're going after. And I got thinking about this. And guess what? One of the reasons that you and I are for Trump, and I hadn't realized it until recently, was that he is the only one who's come out and said he is going to pardon all these people. He's going to pardon the January 6th people. He's going to pardon Giuliani and the people that they went after because of him, trying to get him, trying to stop him from going after the deep state. No other Republican has stood up and said, we will pardon these people. That's why we've got to reelect Trump. That's why he's got to be the candidate, because he is the only one committed to restoring justice and saving the lives of these people. The left is destroying people, their families, their incomes, their retirements, their reputations. And the only one who has had the guts to stand up and say, I will pardon, is Donald J. Trump.
And one of those people that he's Trump wants to pardon is Zachary Ryle. Okay, he's a former Marine. And he said he is no longer able to afford a private attorney without assistance from the American people. He's asking for help. The government is seeking 30 years, the very corrupt. I mean, you talk about completely and totally corrupt prosecutors there. And so he committed no crimes on January 6th. He walked through the Capitol building on January 6th for merely a few minutes. He took a selfie and in the building and left the Capitol, and the completely and totally Justice Department, completely corrupt, absolutely completely corrupt prosecutors, argue that they want to give him 30 years.
Yep, and then there's another one. The one of Trump's co-defendants, Black Voices for Trump leader Harrison Floyd, is being held at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta. He turned himself in, and he doesn't have the money to post bail. And they said, oh, he's a flight risk. So they went ahead and put him in jail, and he's being stuck there, denied. Open charges, grounds for bond are being denied. The judge, Emily Richardson, denied bail for him. Black Voices for Trump leader being held in jail without bond.
He was the only one, too, wasn't he?
The only one. You can't be a black. You can't get off the reservation, folks. You can't go. Can't do something if you're black. That's just the worst crime in the world, is to be a conservative and be black or stand up and say you're for Trump.
Yeah, they're going to, those Democrats, they're going to teach us a lesson, aren't they?
Well, that's what they claim, but right there is proof that, and this is one of the people that will be pardoned. So we must just push to see that Trump gets the nomination and that he gets elected, because I do believe that he's been put there by God as a time like this to the one person that can straighten us out. Look at the fire he's been under, everything he's withstood. And he's still standing, he's still fighting, and I don't think very many people would, if all the things that have happened to Trump happened to them, would be up and fighting. They would have crawled in a hole long ago. After all, he didn't need the job. He's got enough money. All he'd have to do is say, I'm not running, and this would all be over for him.
And well, you know, Trump, tomorrow. Trump's indictment and his mugshot earned him $20 million in campaign funds, came in. And so now RFK Jr., he is showing his mugshot. He's got a mugshot out there, and he's making sure everybody knows that he had a mugshot, too.
He's got one.
Yeah, it's when he was arrested in Puerto Rico in 2001 when he was protesting against the Navy out there. And so here he's putting his mugshot out everywhere, see if it can raise some money with it.
Yeah, if it's good for Donald Trump. Hey, you said earlier we both have a story. Yeah, you want to do the staff, the federal government, many of the employees, are not back at work. They're working from home. And there is a story out by World News Daily that headlined, "Staff Meeting While Taking a Bubble Bath." Yep. And this idiot lady was attending one of the meetings, and she's having a bubble bath and posted kind of a picture of her feet or whatever, and she's sitting there having a bubble bath, having a nice drink while she's doing the staff meeting. And the story talks about how many other people are doing different things while they're supposedly working. And it's pretty bad. There was one person employed by the United States Patent and Trademark Office who got $25,000 while spending over 730 hours at the golf course or at the bar at happy hour, according to a report from the Inspector General's Office of the Commerce Department. And it just goes on about how many there were, 288,000 unsupported hours of work that were tied to about $18.3 million of waste. That's what they know about. They were talking about unanswered calls to the VA by veterans seeking mental health care, delays when people are trying to get passports. They were on and on, Social Security. And then they brought up the fact one of the senators, Joni Ernst, questioned the office space. A government accountability office report in July stated that 75% of the federal government's office space was not being utilized, but they were still paying rent, keeping the air conditioning, the heat on, you know, to maintain the building. So we're paying for 75% of D.C.'s office space is not being used. Why don't they put all the homeless in the offices of the federal government? That would solve two problems. We could get rid of all the federal employees, stop paying them, and in all the buildings that they're not using, we can house all the homeless. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm brilliant, aren't I?
Yeah. but promise me one thing, that you'll never do one of those bubble bath staff meetings, Joe.
Not on the radio, no. I promise I will not do a radio show while taking a bubble bath.
Yeah.
One, I take showers. You know, two, I don't post on YouTube and do selfies.
That's good to hear that you take those showers, okay?
Yeah, occasionally, yeah. Well, you know.
All righty, here. Let me see. I wanted to talk about evidence of ties to the Michigan Democratic Party. Remember how we told you how very, very corrupt that they were putting up that the Board of Elections, remember, they put a plywood over the window so people couldn't see it, what they were
right.
doing.
Mm-hmm.
They had,
there was nothing wrong with that. That was perfectly acceptable to kick all the Republicans out and then put up all this cardboard and plywood so nobody could see in what they were doing. Right.
And then they brought these trucks and these box trucks, and they opened them up, and they had boxes, and on the boxes it said Biden ballots. All of these ballots they brought in, illegal ballots, and here now, evidence of ties to the Michigan Democratic Party, newly obtained Muskegon police reports reveals that GBI Strategies was hired by Empower Michigan Project that shares address with the Michigan Democratic Party. Anyhow,
really? The Michigan Democratic Party?
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk, huh?
Yeah, here the interest.
Mentioned something about that a long time ago about how corrupt that party was in Michigan, right?
Well, here's the Detroit news. Well, what happened was the police were told to cover it up, not to, you know, well, let me just read the article. On August 8th, the Gateway Pundit revealed a major fraudulent voter registration operation that had been under investigation for 3 years in Michigan that spanned several cities across the state. Although the investigation was involved, led investigators working for Michigan's Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel, she's that corrupt woman, is still there, that corrupt woman, And at least one analyst working for Democratic Secretary of State Joycelyn Benson. The true depth of the investigation and the shocking details uncovered by the Michigan State Police at Muskegon Police Department were hidden from the public. Okay. I mean, just unbelievable. It's just completely and totally corrupt. The whole Democratic Party is just, I mean, it's just, there's nothing about them that has not been corrupted, is there?
No, there isn't any part. And earlier when you were talking, you guys were talking about the vaccines and Wendy Wilson was talking about all the weird things going on, I got thinking, maybe people will wake up by this. They have Biden has a booze bureaucrat, alcohol czar. Thank you, I remembered. Alcohol czar. His name's Dr. George Koob, K-O-O-B, for boob. And anyway, they're trying to make our guidelines here in America match Canada. And the alcohol czar in the Biden administration says that we should be allowed 2 beers a week if you're male and 1 beer a week if you're a female.
They're backing down from that now, Joe. We covered that last week, but they're backing down. Now they're saying they've changed their mind on that. They're really not going to go with that.
Well, what I was thinking, if all of a sudden people say, wait a minute, they're going to start disobeying that. And then they realize if they get too carried away and try and shut things down, people realize then that they don't have to take the vax, that they don't have to listen to the alcohol czar about the 2 beers a week. I don't drink beer. I don't like beer. I never have. And just something I never liked the stuff.
It's not about that. They don't want them drinking beer. They want them doing drugs. They want them doing
right.
fentanyl.
They want them smoking marijuana. They want them on marijuana.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but it's the idea of total control. And maybe Joe Sixpack out there, when they realized that Biden was trying to control even, you know, how many beers you could have and trying to, you know, bring this kind of stuff in, maybe that'll wake up Joe Sixpack and go, hey, what else are they trying to take away with my freedom? And I think if they touched the subject there that they went, uh-oh, we're going to upset too many, even Democrats and liberals. Too many people still vote for the Democrats that enjoy a good beer now and then, and they're going to lose votes. So they backed off real quick, like you said.
Yeah, here's, I want to say, this is a sad note here. A baby left to die after a failed abortion exposes gaps in care. And distressing account, an anonymous American medical resident has shared her experience of witnessing a baby delivered alive after a failed abortion being left to die by hospital staff. The medical resident entered into her shift at 23-week-old baby girl in a bassinet crying alone, and she found the baby was the result of a failed abortion, and the staff were waiting for the baby to die. Well, she picked up the baby, and she was holding the baby and trying to comfort, and she was actually, some of the staff said, don't do that, just leave it go, let it die, okay? And they actually said a doctor came in who was on, it was actually pro-life. And here, this is how sick this is, that these people are. But, you know, here's something that they don't understand. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. And what they don't understand, these women that go and they abort and they kill their babies, and those abortionists that do it, deserve to die. That's what God's word, the Bible says. Those women that abort their baby, they deserve to die. Now, that's not what NBC and ABC and CBS, but you idiots out there, you better pay close attention, because that's what God says. The wages of sin is death, okay? And so, you know, you can try to take your so-called political correctness, but God is the one who you're going to stand before. He's not going to stand before you and politically correct. You're going to stand before him. And these women...
It's not going to be part of the Democratic Party that judges you when it's a choice between heaven and hell. It won't be the Democrats.
Hey, you know what? Can you do it? You got 4 minutes.
I sure can. I was thinking of a song. It's called The Nail-Scarred Hand. Have you failed in your plan of your storm-tossed life? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Are you weary and worn from its toil and strife? And then put your hand in the hand, nail-scarred hand. And as you go through the song, it talks about walking alone, talks about being lonely, being hurt. If you want your heart being comforted, put your trust in Jesus. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. And I was thinking of this beautiful hymn. There isn't time to read all of it, but it's a beautiful poem. And the only way you can really do that, the only way you can put your hand in the nail-scarred hand, is another hymn in the hymnal. He must be born again. A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and light. The master made answer in words true and plain, ye must be born again. Ye children of men, attend to the words solemnly uttered by Jesus the Lord, and let not his message to you be in vain. Ye must be born again. And so it goes, another beautiful poem. But it comes to the point to Jesus, that God said the only way to get to him was through his son Jesus. The only way you can get to God the Father, to heaven, is through his son Jesus Christ. And the process of doing that we call being born again. It's when you go and call upon God the Father with a repentant heart and tell him that you are sorry that your sins placed his son upon that cross at Calvary. It was because you're a sinner, you need a Savior, and you are so sorry that Jesus had to die for your sins. And you ask God to forgive you for that, for all those sins. And by going and humbling yourself and then acknowledging that you are a miserable sinner and need a Savior,
1 minute,
you can ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, to be your Messiah, to be your Savior, that you give yourself to him willingly, without hesitation, without reservation. And he will accept you, and he will become Lord of your life. He will give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which is your down payment on everlasting life. And with that down payment, that's your spiritual baptism. You then become a son or daughter, a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of God. You become a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. You become this new creature, this new creation. And this is the only way you get to heaven. There is no other way. You can't do it by good deeds, by all the money in the world. Nothing except becoming born again. That is how you get to heaven. It's free. It's a gift of love, mercy, and it will change you forever, and you will be filled with joy, peace, happiness, contentment.
Yeah, so
and the greatest decision you'll ever make.
Right, and tonight we are out of time for tonight. So what we have to do is, like we do every night at this time, we say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, 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 always
keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company.
Like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.